Hey, so I decided that this week's episode would be a little bit different. I just wanted it to be really raw and real, straight up recording, me talking, no extra music, bells and whistles, none of that stuff. Because we're going through these uncertain times, and I just thought the episode that I had planned can wait. I can wait for another time. So I decided to stop the presses on that, and I wanted to talk about courage and to have courage and what that means during times of uncertainty, especially what we're going through right now. And it's interesting how life has a funny way of sneaking up on us. When we have setbacks, hard times, negativity. So easy to run the other way, isn't it? But if we're able to hold space for ourselves, we're able to see what we're made of if we're willing to pay attention and not run in the other direction. And I get it because I've done it many times myself. It's so hard. It can be so hard to not want to stay under the covers, bury yourself in a Netflix docuseries. But right now, life feels stranger than fiction, doesn't it? Or any kind of docuseries. At least that's how I feel. And I've noticed that I have been experiencing this feeling of kind of this low-grade sadness, feeling blue, feeling, because of the un this uncertainty that we're all dealing with. I know I'm not alone when I say this, but it is about staying put, staying the course, and sitting with that feeling. Of sitting in that in something my own coach calls the river of misery. And this is the river that we go into to discover things about ourselves that we would not be able to discover if we decided to push it away with something else, like, something that makes us feel good, like a like another Starbucks, a latte, or do something that just avoids, something that'll take our mind away from the thing. And that is good sometimes. Don't get me wrong, but then there are those other times when we already know that we may be doing something that we're not, because we're not, we don't want to face something else, right? So I want to talk about courage, because I used to think that courage meant fearlessness, but courage is not fearlessness. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's actually the presence of fear. And it means that you're going to do it anyway. You're going to show up anyway, even if you're scared. You don't push away. You just go into that fire, even though it's uncertain and scary. You're just going to do it anyway. You're just going to walk through that fire. There's a quote that I love. It's a Robert Frost quote, and it goes, "The only way out is through." It's one of my favorites. And whenever I think the only way out is through, I always think of the fire analogy, of like walking through fire, right? Because sometimes that's what we have to do. Unfortunately, that we have to experience certain things. And these things can be gifts if we allow them to be. They can be like emanations for us, right? So we get to choose how we feel. We can look at something as you know, like from the point of view of something being really negative, and we can decide that it's actually something that we can say it's either negative and I just want it to go away, or we can say this thing that's out of my control, this circumstance, because that's, you know, what we're dealing with right now during these uncertain times, is something we can't control. And by pushing it away, trying to control it, doing other things to avoid the feelings of dealing with it, or, you know, just this is what creates more pain. This is what creates more resistance for ourselves. So this courage, it's about being afraid, but you're going to do it anyway. You're going to do this thing anyway. And, you know, I talk a lot about time management, and I think of time management in this aspect as something that I want to protect even more, protecting my time even more. You know, so that I will show up and do the things that I say I'm going to do. Because my philosophy when it comes to time management, it's not just about checking off those boxes on the to-do list. It's about showing up in a bigger way, in a way that has more purpose behind it, in a way that's bigger than yourself, you know, so that you have a compelling reason. So even more right now, during these times, we need to lock in to that compelling reason and why we want to show up every day and make certain things happen in our lives. This can give us more conviction and even more determination. So just keep going, keep living. uncertainty can really show you what you're made of, what you're capable of, and we can cultivate not knowing what's coming next and allowing grace. Because when we do, we're also cultivating patience and acceptance. And that's when magical things can happen. And when we allow the gift of vulnerability to move through us, then and only then can we actually understand what this whole thing is showing us. You know, I mean, life really has a crazy way of showing us how we need to show up. And instead of recoiling, we can face that fear. We can go through that fire. You know, we can take that first step in faith. And I always, from time to time, you know, when I'm going through something difficult in my life, I always find so much comfort in the Martin Luther King quote, "Take the first step in faith. You don't need to see the whole staircase. Just take the first step." Because the truth is, if we were to see all the steps, we wouldn't be ready. You know, it might be overwhelming too. So the way that this helps me be patient with not knowing is that I hold space for myself, allow myself to find my way through the impatience of not knowing, and then lock into that faith, because the steps will reveal themselves when they need to come. And that's it. And this is the truth. And I think that if you think about experiences in your life where this is true, this can really help you. Like a little jewel that you can put in your back pocket, right? I know for myself, journal writing helps. Going through my old journals, I keep them by this little, I have this cute little table I'm actually sitting, I'm sitting next to as I record this. And, you know, I don't always go back through my journals, but during times of struggle, I read through them. And they're like little gifts that I've given myself. When I write in my journal, I think, while I'm writing it, I think I'm giving myself a gift in the future. You know, it's like I can read this at a time of loss. You know, like when I lost my father a year ago. And now, during these uncertain times that we're all going through, I can read my journals and I will read words that I've written that sometimes I blow my own mind because I'm my best teacher. And my friend, I want you to know that you are your best teacher. You know, the most gifted and amazing guru or coach or, you know, mentor cannot show you, cannot give you wisdom. Just so you know that, I want you to know that. You can only get wisdom from yourself. Yes, you can get knowledge. Yes, people that have come before you and have learned things can give those to you. But you can only be the person to give yourself wisdom. And wisdom doesn't come from a book. It comes from in your heart, from inside yourself. So my friends, take that first step in faith and hold space for yourself to go through that fire, because I know you can do it. And with that, I will see you next time.